She never made it on The Price is Right. He never became a Disney child star.
The kid's obviously troubled in some way.
Erica Viking and The Hoff. Their broken dreams are your morning entertainment.
Yay!
Morning on your rock.
Coyote 102.5.
What if you ran out of gas?
Right.
And you're sitting there for 18, 24
hours in your car.
This is why this is why my mom always said, make sure you take blankets in the car. You have to have an extra pair of shoes and maybe snow boots, jumper cables, a candle, because did you know the heat from one candle can heat up an entire car? And you better have something in there to eat, like granola bars or dog food. And
or dog food.
We still have this fight because my mom claims that she never said that. And I'm saying, Mother, I would not make this up. She claims that she said dog food, not because that would be the thing that you choose to bring in the car, but if you had it in there, you could survive on it if you had to. And I'm like, well, that's great. Could I get a can of Beanie Weenie instead or something that's made for human consumption?
Food.
Or do we have to do the...
It's got to be Alpo.
Then I want Caesar. Then that's the kind that I want.
You'll get Alpo and you'll like it.
The fancy kind. Please,
meow,
Mom.
Meow, 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 you know, meow,
I
meow.
I wish I could go back in time and find out what she really said to prove that I'm not making it up.
I say forget the dog food. Eat the dog. That's terrible. Please send your hate mail to 8009 Marble Avenue. Attention the Hoff. I am a dog father. I would never eat my animals. Good God, people.
Never would.
I don't know. Desperate times call for desperate
really
measures.
Super cold.
Let's be. I'll eat Huey. I'll eat the Chihuahua.
You never know. Let's just leave it open. Can we just leave it open? We wouldn't want to eat our dogs, but if it came down to that, you never know.
I'm going to eat a dog before I eat a human.
The Donner Party probably would have eaten a dog before they went the way they
went. This has gone off on a horrible, horrible tangent.
I like it.
Let's
It's a great heartwarming topic for the morning. It's 7:21. You have other topics coming up in Odelay, I believe.
I do. I actually have a Nuevo Centro Odelay this morning.
Can you please say that not like a white person? Say it right.
I have a Nuevo Centro.
That's a little bit better.
Orale this morning. Este mañana. Sábado. No, we're going to talk about Holly Holmes, Albuquerque's own. Holly Holmes might have some competition.
Did you say Holmes?
Holly Holm.
Thank you. That grates on
nerves.
Like
you're right. Shame on me. Shame on me.
Grater.
Holly, if you're listening, I apologize. Sorry.
Please
do. You're absolutely right. Holly Holm may have some competition on the horizon.
Yes, she may. And this is exciting.
This is exciting. I'm going to tell you all about that. Also, did you watch Wheel of Fortune last night?
No. And if you ask me that every night of my life, I would also say no, because
answer.
I hate Wheel of Fortune.
I will eat a dog before I watch Wheel of Fortune.
I would.
We got a little Duke City representation on the wheel last night, and they picked the nerdiest, most awkward man from the entire state.
Did the cops bust on stage and arrest someone?
No, it wasn't Justin Bieber.
Oh.
It was a man from Albuquerque. I'll tell you about his horrifying experience on the wheel.
Oh, no.
It's your daily Odelay with The Hoff on Coyote 102.5.
Odelay!
It is the daily Odelay. News of the strange, bizarre, weird, funny, ironic, local. And today, very local. Just things that are going to make you say,
Odelay!
Our first story, Erica Viking, comes from Burbank, California.
Ah, good old Burbank.
Now, you might ask yourself, Hoff, how is that local? Burbank is not in New Mexico.
How is that local since it's not here?
I'm going to tell you right this second. We had a local Albuquerque man on the Wheel of Fortune last night. Yay!
A local dude was on Wheel of Fortune. Do we know him?
I don't know him. His name is Mike Courtois. He is a autism therapist here in the Duke City.
Uh-huh.
And he came out hot out of the gate. They do two toss-up categories, you know, right to start off the show.
Uh-huh.
And he got both of them. And I was like, holy hell, there's actually somebody from New Mexico who can spell. This guy's going to take it all. And then he fell flat on his face. Didn't win a single thing after that the rest of the show.
Oh.
So his first 3 minutes, he shot up in a blaze of glory. And the last 27 minutes of the broadcast, boy, he fell quickly back to earth.
Oh, well, at least we got a little bit of national representation.
So,
we got two answers, right?
He did. And so, Mike Courtois, thank you, sir. Thank you for repping the Nuevo and the Duke City. I will say, and I don't know the man personally, so I don't want to attack him too much. I don't know if they could have found a nerdier or more awkward person from Albuquerque to be on the Wheel of Fortune. But Mike, we say to you, sir,
orale.
We love Albuquerque's own Holly Holm, do we not?
We
MMA fighter, former boxer, overall badass.
Yeah, and can I give you some good news that after she and her husband lost their precious dog, yeah, Waldo, thousands of people on Facebook started sharing the post. They found Waldo, so he's back home and safe.
Happy to hear
with
that.
Holly.
Happy to hear that. And I'm glad he didn't get eaten.
Yes. Because we don't condone it.
We don't, unless it's an emergency. Anyway, Holly may have some competition on the horizon. There is a 7-year-old girl. I don't know where she lives. Her name is Allison Gagne. And this little chick is an MMA badass.
She looks like a mini Holly.
She kind of does. And I've posted a video of Allison kicking the crap out of some middle-aged Middle Eastern man. I'm assuming her trainer, her coach.
Mm-hmm.
I've posted this video to my Facebook page, The Hoff. Go ahead, like me, like Erica Viking, like Cody 1025. This chick is awesome, and she's 7 years old. She's going to be the next Holly Holm or Ronda Rousey. She's going to be a contender.
She's really amazing. I mean, she gets some height and some of those kicks and jumps. Of course, she wasn't actually fighting the guy. He had the mitts on.
It's a demonstration.
You know those are where they put their hands out so that she knows where to hit. But she had technique. She had form. She had quickness. And she had height.
And about a minute 40 into this video, she lands just an awesome Showtime kick where they jump up onto the side of the hexagon and they push off of it.
Uh-huh.
And they come midair and they kick you in the head. She does one of those.
It is amazing. It's so cool when you see kids do these things that they shouldn't be able to do. So I definitely recommend that video.
She's all matrix.
Pull yourself away from the cat fell in the sink video for 5 seconds and watch something else that's inspiring.
Check it out. It's on my Facebook page, The Hoff. Like me, like Erica Viking, like Howdy 1025. Little Allison Gagne, to you, madam, we say.
Orale.
All right. A lot of New Mexico focus this morning. Yay, Nuevo.
Oh, love it. Well done, sir.
Thank
I enjoyed
you, madam.
That.
Erica Viking and The Hoff. Mornings on Coyote 102.5.
Coyote 102.5. Who's this?
Hey, this is actually Mike Courtois.
Mike!
I was on Wheel of Fortune last night.
Mike! How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, dude. Mike is a big Isotopes fan. I learned that about Mike from watching the show. You did great, dude. You got those first two puzzles right off the bat, and then the wheel just wasn't working with you.
I hit bankrupt so many times. I think I hit it 3-4 times, something like that.
Do you think that it was rigged, Mike?
I hope not. So,
let me ask you this.
I'm kind of a nerdy, awkward guy. So,
and Mike, I didn't mean that to offend you. I meant it from a place of love. I really did. And I was so proud and pumped when you got those first two puzzles. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to kick ass.
I thought I was going to kick some ass.
It was from one nerd to another. It was nerd love is what it was. Now, when did they actually film this? How long ago?
They filmed it back in November.
The way in November. So you've had to wait all of this time to watch yourself. Did you have like a family party or something? Like have people over to watch yourself?
My family's back in St. Louis, so they all had a watch party there. But I had a bunch of people gather at a bar here in town, and we all watched there.
Why didn't you call me to be your stylist? I would have offered you my help. That would have been fun. We could have gone shopping.
Erica just wanted to play makeup with you. That's
right. Yeah, I did. Well, you made Albuquerque look good, dude. Congratulations for a job well done.
Absolutely, Mike. We are very proud of you. Now, let me ask you one quick question. Are you a Coyote listener? Did you hear us talking about you this morning, or did you have a friend call you and say, oh, my God, they're talking about you on Coyote?
I was already listening to my favorite.
Mike, we love you, man. Thank you so much for calling. Congratulations on your performance on the wheel. You did good, man. I was proud of you.
Thanks so much.
Mike, give us a call anytime, bud.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I'm thinking that somebody needs to go step by the flower shop and send some flowers over to Mike. Probably some yellow ones, friendship roses, to let him know that you didn't mean to call him a geek when you called him a geek.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a big nerd, too. You've known me now for a few months, Erica Viking, and you can attest to the fact that I am the biggest nerd in the world. I watched the Wheel of Fortune. What does that say? I'm 31 years old, and I watched the Wheel of Fortune. What does that say about
and
me?
And you also watched 60 Minutes.
I love 60 Minutes. I am a 70-year-old man trapped in a 31-year-old's, trapped in a 50-year-old man's body.
Do you have any Werther's Originals in your sweater pocket?
As a matter of fact, I do. Just let me move these Kleenex out of the way first.
Are those stamps in there?
Shut up. Mike, thank you for calling,
man. What time does your mail
get
delivered every day?
I'm out there waiting on the mail carrier. for hours. And when those darn neighborhood kids come around on their skateboards making ruckus.
Mike Courtois, thank you for calling, man. Congratulations. You repped the Duke City well on the Wheel of Fortune. And we thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Erica Viking and The Hoff. Mornings on Coyote 102.5.